VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Abdullah Jubeir says his country made a, quote, huge and grave mistake in the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
The individuals who did this outside the scope of their authority. There obviously was a tremendous mistake made, and what compounded the mistake was the attempt to try to cover up. That is unacceptable in any government. These things unfortunately happen. We want to make sure that those who are responsible are punished, and we want to make sure that we have procedures in place that prevent it from happening again.
The foreign minister speaking Sunday to Fox News. He expressed his condolences to Khashoggi's family, but provided no new information on how the 59-year-old journalist was killed, what happened to his body, or if Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the country's de facto ruler, was involved. On Sunday, Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told CNN he believes bin Salman was responsible. Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, says it has fired five key officials linked to the death and has arrested 18 others. Voting continued for a second day Sunday in Afghanistan's first parliamentary elections since 2010. More than 3 million people voted Saturday. There was violence both days and technical problems, but also long lines at some polling stations. King Abdullah of Jordan says he has decided not to renew parts of a treaty with Israel. Two parts of the agreement allowed Israel to lease two small areas of farming land from Jordan for 25 years. The deadline for renewal is later this week. The king gave no reason for his decision, but he has been under domestic pressure to end the lease and return the land to full Jordanian control. This is VOA News. Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali after the UN asked him to be repatriated because of his poor human rights record. A spokesman said the army will comply with the UN request, but it does not believe the officer is guilty of anything. Large numbers of Central American migrants who had been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the border with Guatemala have crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river and are once again on the march north. The caravan of marchers, mainly from Honduras, is headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Whenever a small gate opens to receive the Honduran migrants at this processing center on the Mexico-Guatemala border, there's a desperate crush of bodies that push forward in the heat. Some have even fainted. Mexico is giving out a small number of visitor visas, which in theory could allow some migrants to get to the U.S. border, something President Trump says he's ready to guard against.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Some migrants say they're fleeing gang violence. Others say they're in search of work.
The UN Refugee Agency says the United States is on shaky legal ground in trying to bar the Central American asylum seekers from entering the country. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency does not question the sovereign right of any nation to control its borders, but it does say international law governs the way countries must behave toward refugees and asylum seekers. The UNHCR says it recognizes the arrival of thousands of Honduran migrants in the caravan at the U.S. borders will be overwhelming. But spokesman Charlie Yaxley says closing the border to the caravan is not a solution and will likely cause harm to those who have a legitimate fear for their lives.
Dozens of people were hurt when a floor collapsed during a party in Clemson, South Carolina, early Sunday.
One Clemson University sophomore says the first floor of an apartment complex clubhouse was packed with people, everyone jumping up and down to the beat of a popular song when the whole floor collapsed. That from Jeremy Tester, who was at the gathering, posting a video right after the floor gave way early Sunday morning. Another person there says he saw people with broken legs and ankles. Police say some 30 people were taken to hospitals. None of the injuries appeared to be life-threatening.
Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire reporting. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.